Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan. Driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer with locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. Part of me thinks the Marlins should just be kicked out of the league at this point, Ron. The fact they didn't divulge what was happening, make it public on Sunday before they played a game. It's not their fault, I don't think, that this has happened to them in terms of number of positives. And we just got word, Ken Rosenthal reporting four more. I guess I'm not seriously thinking about that, but it was a thought that ran through my mind. What would happen?
Joe, that's 15. That's 15 players now. 15. That's why there's so much talk out there that, you know, they should just shut down for two weeks, and the teams that they're supposed to play, they just skip those games if you're going to keep on going. I don't know if that's a reasonable thing. But it's just and now I see Nightingale reporting so far, no Philly tests have come back positive. But, again, the doctors are saying it may not be till Thursday or Friday before we know for sure.
But the thought runs through my mind. Just have them sit out the year. And let's be honest about this, too. Major League Baseball couldn't care less about the Miami Marlins. This whole season is about getting the playoffs on television, is about getting Dodgers, Yankees, teams like that in situations where they can do gigantic numbers and fulfill those television contracts. They couldn't. I'm not saying they don't care about their health, but the Marlins as an entity, they're a non-entity in baseball. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But – you know, it's just you can't keep sending them out there. If guys are testing positive, it can't be. You can't do that. You know, they're going to be playing with a minor league squad, and I know what you're saying. That, you know, how will we know the difference, right? But it's just, you know, I don't know how they're going to go on. You know, now the Phillies game tonight has been canceled. It's just crazy, Joe. This is, you know, it's not quite a nightmare yet. I'll give Manfred his break on that. But we get an inch a little closer every minute, don't we?
Yeah, I wonder what his answer would have been on opening night when he joined the, what was it, Nationals-Yankees broadcast in whatever it was, the fifth inning. Of course, there was lightning right behind him and dark clouds, ominously. Literally, there was when he joined that broadcast.
I wonder baseball, if that's baseball 2021, right? I mean, 2020.
I wonder if he would have been asked the question then, would you consider it, Rob, a nightmare scenario if within the next 3 days one of your teams lost, what is it up to, Ron, 15 players?
15 players and a couple staff members.
17 members and you had to start canceling games like next week, Rob, would not even within a week. Would that be a nightmare scenario? I wonder what he would have said to that question at that point. Because it's easy to say now, oh, no, this is, you know, nothing to see here. As Leslie Nielsen said in Naked Gun, with fires raging behind him. You know, it's just, he deals with this situation, okay, hopefully they move on from this. The Marlins play with a minor league team, whatever. But what about, how are they going to avoid the next one? That's my question. This is going to be it for this? With teams traveling around the country, in and out of Florida, in and out of Arizona? I mean, it just doesn't seem realistic to me And I hate to say that. I would love to be on the front lines, you know, with pom-poms cheerleading baseball through COVID. But that's just what I'm seeing right now. I don't honestly, for anybody who doesn't have rose-colored glasses on and pom-poms in their hand, how you can not at least be concerned for a season at this point, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I think everybody's concerned. I think Manfred's concerned despite, you know, what he may tell you. He's got to be. I mean, this is a dire situation, Joe. And, you know, they again, I'm not saying cancel the season yet or, you know, shoot the Marlins and put them out of their misery. But you're getting close to those kind of decisions if this keeps up. And, you know, it's somewhat encouraging that no Phillies have tested positive yet. But, again, those experts say, hey, it may be 3 or 4 days before we know for sure about them. So don't celebrate too much just yet. It's just this still has to be baseball's worst situation. Maybe not a nightmare yet, but it's a pretty close one and pretty frightening situation.
I mean, one of your teams is compromised to the point where probably can't put a competitive team out on the field and might have to go into quarantine for 2 weeks, at least the people who have been affected. And you could argue that anybody else in that clubhouse probably should go into quarantine for a period of time, 4 days into your season. You know, the more I think about it, that's about as close to a nightmare situation as you could get this early in the year. It really is. Rob Manfred had to think he had a little bit of time on his hands, considering the fact that the test results were so encouraging, what, a week ago? Ron, we were talking
about last week, wasn't it? Last Thursday, they said 6 positives out of 10,000 samples. That's great news. That's less than half of 1%. So that was great news. And then the next day, it's reported that Soto must have been one of those guys. And then it's gone downhill from them quickly. And, you know, I see some speculation saying that the Marlins may have got this on a charter flight from they played an exhibition game in Atlanta. But nobody knows. Who knows where this came from? Nobody knows. If you get it today, Joe, you don't know where it came from. I don't know where it came from. So, you know, they can do all the contact tracing they want to do, but there's still no definitive answers, you know.
I mean, when the game plan, again, is, okay, let's travel around the country in airplanes for the next 2 months to virtually every state in and out, including all the hot spots. Does that sound like a workable plan for anything? Honestly, wouldn't surprise me if that's when it did happen. But in the meantime, I'm actually taking, I don't know if joy is the word, but I loved getting questions about the Pirates game in my mailbag today, which is up at postgazette.com, my intergalactically read Post Gazette mailbag.
Are we going to get to some of those questions, Joe?
Yes, yes.
I can't wait. It's always a highlight of the week for me.
Let's talk about an actual baseball game and moves that were made and things like that, because that's, to me, is the joy of the game, is analyzing it every single day. And, man, is there a lot to analyze from last night, from Michael Feliz just being left out there in the ninth inning to the revelation that it appears, Ron, that Nick Birdie is not going to be a back-to-back guy early in the season. I was surprised not to see him yesterday, given what he did to the middle of the Cardinals' order on Sunday. I thought for sure, all right, I know it's 5-1, but let's see him. And then when Feliz just started to literally melt into a puddle of water on the mound, hitting a guy eventually after other guys reach base, I thought, okay, now it's time. But nobody was even up in the bullpen. It was like Shelton just, this is your inning, Michael. Whatever happens. And, man, did a lot happen. But how can you not, even if it's Kyle Crick, when you have no closer, you got to have options in case one guy implodes. And one guy did, and there was nobody up and ready until finally – Crick came in.
Yeah, the new manager might be learning too, just like everybody else. You know, that doesn't mean he deserves a pass on that. But again, I just question how good they are. You know, the thing that bothered me about Birdie was I only think he threw 11 pitches or something to get those outs on Sunday, did he? I mean, it wasn't a whole lot of pitches.
11 or 12, yeah.
But these guys are so careful with these guys. And for all I know, And I don't know this one way or the other. I mean, Shelton could be under orders from his bosses. You know, be careful with these guys. Protect these guys under all circumstances. I don't want them pitching two games in a row. I'm not saying that's what happened, but it wouldn't surprise me if it did.
Me neither. And you know what? As surprised as I was, that much I got when Shelton said after the game that Birdie was unavailable, considering what he went through last year. That was a pretty traumatic injury and severe injury that he suffered. I completely understand not going to him on back-to-back days, no matter how many pitches he threw. But what I don't understand is leaving Feliz, who pitched very well Sunday, just leaving him out there with giving yourself no other option at all. And I realize your options are very limited and not very good, but you got to give yourself something to go to if trouble strikes in a big way. And it did, but also there was the Josh Bell play. Let's talk about that and a little bit about Colin Moran coming up, Ron, and what he's done so far this season and what his future might be and how he wasn't around in extra innings when they surely could have used him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.